This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, EnergyNorthDakota.com, North Dakota's oil and natural gas supplies. Wait a minute, don't get the John Mayer faded out so early. Come on. We're waiting on the world to change. I'm not going to start that part over again. North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply, helping meet America's demand. We're committed to using our talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. We want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. You know it's true when I'm pounding
your fist.
Well, I'm pounding so hard the CD in Minneapolis, Skip, or Burnsville, or whatever. It's happening now at the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. 7 after the hour. Todd Mitchell and Ivers Scott Hennon, the Daryl's Racing Pigs guys, he'll always be to me.
Or, Daryl's. Yeah. Or, president of North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Well, that's
either way. But my story I got for
and
you.
And your skeptics, by the way, mispronounce your name deliberately, even though it's spelled Daryl Lies.
Yeah, well, you know, I ran for District 4 Senate up in, the District 4 area, which encompasses parts of McLean, Ward, Montreal, Dunn, McKenzie County, has the Fort Berthold Reservation in it. And some of my good friends up there in the MHA Nation, they come up to me and they go, Lies. That's an interesting name for politics. and I go,
but at least he's honest.
Yeah, I go.
In fact, you can put that on your slogan, Daryl Lies, but at least he's honest.
But I said, isn't that appropriate? At least I'm not hiding the fact.
Yeah, exactly.
And they just laughed. I mean,
I'm wearing it right out there.
It was the best icebreaker to meeting new people out there of anything I had. So, but
really? Is that like your fake politician name or something?
Yeah. So it's my radio name.
Daryl Lies.
So the story I told you I had is I've never told you this one about, since you brought up the racing pigs and bacon and everything. I had a pig about 22, 23 years ago that loved to drink Coke out of a can.
Okay.
Because I had one and I walked in there one time and he jumped up on the panel and was, wanting attention. So I thought, I wonder if he'll drink Coke, And he took it and he kind of did a double take, and then kind of put his nose out again to give him a little more. Every time I come in the trailer, he'd jump up there and squeal on the gate until I grabbed a can of Coke that I had sitting in there and give him a drink.
Who says pigs can't communicate?
So
should try some Jack with that just to see what happens.
But you know what the best thing about this is? What do people do with Coke and cooking? Tenderizing. That was the most tender pig I ever ate that fall.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So have you tried that trick with others, or did you say, no, I better not?
No.
It's a slippery slope, better not do it.
Yeah, I actually had into corporate Coke headquarters. I'd sent pictures, and there was a contemplation of doing a promotional deal
with Coke. It's an old jingle anyway, so.
So that's my...
You get a racing pig in with that.
That's my story
that's funny.
Today, So we've got some open line time today, but coming up on the show today... Yeah, since it is what's on your mind, we need some open line
time. Well, not to mention that if we're going to go into that story, we better have a lot of open line
time. Yeah, that's right.
We got a full show, and we'll get to it in a little bit. But first, a Coke and pig story.
that story was to trigger all the animal rights activists out there. So,
people eating tasty animals.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. So at 9:30, we'll have, in that segment, we'll have President of the American Farm Bureau Federation, Zippy Duvall on. We've got our upcoming annual meeting and convention coming up in New Orleans, the 11th through the 15th. So he's going to come on and talk a little bit about that, maybe talk a little bit about Farm Bill. And then there's a guy by the name of Scott that's going to join us a couple times today. Does anyone know?
Not that guy, is it?
Not that. It's that guy, yeah.
He's on vacation.
Well, you know, he...
Who goes to work on their vacation? Oh, wait, I do that.
He messaged me yesterday, and he goes, hey, if roads are bad, I'm available if I need to, you know, call in.
Isn't he supposed to be at MOA shopping with his kid and taking all the money out of the local economy?
Well, it says that he's, you know, from MOA, so I guess he's going to take a few minutes reprieve time from spending money.
Missing on America?
Missing on America, yeah.
Missing
of American.
Missing over America?
Missing over America.
Missing out of America?
Missed in form of America. I don't know.
So many acronyms, oh, that so
would,
little
that
time.
Would be, yeah,
folks.
That would probably be the D.C. theme right now, the misinformed of America. But anyways, and then at, you know, at 10:06 in that segment, we've got some of the folks that worked on the founding of the Legacy Fund and supported that and were instrumental in getting that along. We got State Treasurer Kelly Schmidt coming on, and Dave Weiler, who was a past representative at the time that the Legacy Fund was created. Going to be in studio here and talk about the Legacy Fund and the group, that founding group's kind of coming back together because of all the talk of wanting to invade the Legacy Fund and how it should be spent. So we're going to have a little discussion about the Legacy Fund coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. And then, of course, we'll have some open line time in the 10:30 area. People are going to, you never know, we might even carry them folks over if they have the time, if we get a lot of calls and questions going on and good discussion. So that's up to the listenership out there of the What's On Your Mind program to let us know what's on your mind when it comes to that Legacy Fund and to carry on a conversation about that. And so, you know, then Scott will join us at the end of the show again in that 10:50 time frame to kind of check back in and, you know, maybe preview what's coming up
feeling
next
lonely,
week. And
isn't
some,
he?
Yeah, I
isn't
think
that
he's
what
feeling,
the deal is?
I think he's feeling left out. Yeah, I think he's
You're
feeling left out.
You're hijacking my show. I have to keep the show focused.
But, you know, we're coming up to the end of the year here, Todd. And
again?
Yeah. You know, it's
one of those last years.
It happens. And I think it was about a year ago that I was on the air with you then at the end of the year. And so, you know, we do our last year we did what was your favorite Christmas gift thing or that. Well, this year, what's your highlight that happened of the year? You know, something that that you think is a highlight that happened that is very important that you thought was a
highlight to you or a highlight to, like, everybody?
Everyone's highlight. You know, they can call in and say, what was your highlight of the year?
All right.
You know, and, you know, and I'll be honest, I one of my highlights.
Not a pig and coke thing, is it?
No. No. That was 22 years ago highlight, so.
By the way, I did just post, there's an old ad with a woman who's a seamstress, who's putting, like, dresses and stuff together, a really thin, attractive woman. And how do I stay so thin? Ice-cold Coca-Cola holding up a bottle of Coke. It's from 1961.
Yeah.
It's trying to sell us on the fact that it's got fruit, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, we quit believing that Coke was a health drink somewhere in the early 60s, I think. But, all right, you keep selling us on that point.
So one of my highlights of the year has to do with a thought about Christmas present and the fact that I survived the thought. And then I survived posting it on Facebook on Christmas Eve. Yeah. You didn't see that, Todd?
I guess I didn't.
Well,
I was actually off the grid with family Christmas Eve.
So I put a picture on there of a section in Menards that sells brooms. And it was a...
Oh, I bet I could see that.
Believe. So I had this picture, and on there it said, high power. A push broom that's high power. That just kind of struck me when I walked by, so I snapped a picture. I thought about getting that for my wife, you know, upgrading her ride.
Say not suitable for riding. Yeah. I've seen those ones. Why do I feel like somebody probably got on it, and they actually were for their legal people forced them to put that on the packaging from here on out?
Yeah, so I mean,
we have
to put
it on there, or somebody's going to try it, Menards.
So. I survived putting that on, that saying I was looking at a new ride for my wife, and I thought this was a reasonable price for a high power model. So.
And then he was off to the jewelry store after that for the apology gift.
Yeah, so, and people were like, oh, dude, you're not going to survive this one. They were responding on there. So, yeah.
That's
no,
terrible.
That's a good thing my wife has a good sense of humor. You know, we're going to be 25 years in August.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. How about that? I thought you were much older than 25.
Oh, the heck no. No. So that's one of my highlights there of the year go. That was just recent here. But we want to hear what your maybe your highlights or things that happened that you think are significant
high
and important.
High power push room. That's good.
I thought that was hilarious.
Does that really depend on whose hands it's in?
Exactly. I mean, you know.
If it's in my ex-wife's hands, I doubt that it's high powered. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I couldn't find the twin engine model, so I just went with this.
Turbo.
With
turbo boost.
But so, yeah.
That's when you put a spray can and an air can behind it.
Right.
And turbo boost.
Oh, geez. Yeah, there you go. That's the turbo boost.
You duct tape this behind the... Nice.
I tell you what, it's what's on your mind. Tell us what's on your mind. We'll be right back after the break. This is Daryl East sitting in for Scott Hennen.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or Daryl and I just talk, one or the other.
In the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
All year long, Giving Hearts Day charities across the region work hard to help the community. This holiday season, together with our listeners, we'll help recognize these amazing charities. Call us, 855-200-1776, press extension 1, share a story of impact by a Giving Hearts Day participating charity. If we select your story, you could win a $100 Giving Hearts Day gift card to use on February 14th, or purchase Giving Hearts Day gift cards at Dakota Medical Foundation.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Safety Council's 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference is coming up at the Bismarck Event Center February 20th through the 22nd, plus a couple of pre-conference days, the 18th and 19th, North Dakota's biggest safety event. 16 pre-conference sessions, 3 first-class keynotes, and get this, 88 breakout sessions, including amazing hands-on training using multi-story custom-built training props in the arena of the event center. No matter what industry you're in, there's training for everyone. Construction, manufacturing, oil and gas, utilities, healthcare, agriculture, government, transportation, pigs. It says it right. No, it doesn't say it right here, Daryl. Sorry. You name it. I think that falls under agriculture, right? That falls under agriculture. So you are included, Daryl. You
right.
can be in this. If you're in safety, this is the event to be at which to be. Plus, if you're in law enforcement or EMS, you can earn CEUs for attending these courses. Find out more at ndsc.org. Early bird rates go through January 25th, so it pays to sign up ahead of time. ndsc.org. 21 after the hour, it's What's in Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Todd Mitchell and in for Scott Hennon, who just can't stay off his own show. He'll be on later. I know.
Yeah.
Really? Go shopping.
I mean, yeah. He's.
Your daughters are going to pick your nursing home one day.
You know, I should have gotten a hold of his daughters and said, when he comes on, make sure you take the credit card and just go shop.
There you go.
Yeah. See? That would have fixed his wagon.
Politician in the making, Daryl Wise, is here. Yeah. Daryl Lees from the North Dakota Farm Bureau and Daryl's Racing Pigs and stuff. I still think that's a brilliant. Daryl Lies, but he tells the truth. You know, that would go viral.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it would gain name recognition
exactly.
for sure.
I mean, that would be all over every social media. Hey, look at this.
And
Lies,
that's more
he
than,
tells the truth.
That's more than half the battle in politics is getting that name
right,
recognition.
Right, right. You got to get that name out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, those folks didn't forget me up there. And,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was, like I said, it was one of the best icebreakers, you know, because...
well, yeah, exactly.
You know, it was... You didn't have to look for the... You know, what's the awkward way in to talk to him, or,
Daryl,
you know. And,
is your last name really Lies?
Yeah, it was great. It was
man,
great.
Can you believe that? All my ancestors are a bunch of liars.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your last name is what your
Absolutely.
Ancestry did back in the day. And
yeah.
Your ancestors are people not to be trusted.
Evidently.
You broke the cycle. Congratulations. I want to congratulate you on that.
You know, some people say I'm maybe... wear my opinions and a little too honest about my opinions on my shirt sleeve sometimes. And I'm going, well, you know what?
And that's why he washes everything in a lot of bleach.
Yeah, you don't have to wonder where I stand, I guess. So, but yeah, no, it's kind of interesting that we do have some people.
He's not the tallest guy in the world, but you'll always know where he stands.
Yeah.
Daryl Lies.
That's right.
He tells the truth.
About 5'6" on a good day.
Paid for by the Daryl Lees for whatever it is committee.
But we have a caller that called in. We have Fred from Wing. Fred, are you with us?
Yes, Daryl and Todd, how are you guys today after the storm?
Oh, I tell you what, we're doing all right. We ended up probably around 6 inches of snow, Fred, and we didn't have the huge winds that they're talking about in the big snow months further east. But, you know, we had enough to blow around that they had to have the plows out on the roads, and, of course, there's some cleaning going on in the yards. But I think the biggest snowbank I've got to address is only about 2.5 feet high, so we weren't too bad in our area.
Well, if they're not that big to you, then they must not.
yeah, that's only about half
those
my height.
No, Daryl, he's not going to be the tallest guy in a given room. Let's just put it that way.
So how about you, Fred? What's things like over in your area?
Well, up in Wingner, we did get close to what they got up in Adams at 11 inches.
Okay.
That's just north of us here. Anyway, that... I'm over 6 foot, Daryl, and it's up to my shoulder and right in the middle of my yard. I'm going to be moving that in a few minutes here now that they quit blowing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was a bad one. I think they really got it bad out east.
Yeah, no, it was in their areas that were definitely a lot worse. And you know, we needed a little bit of snow cover for anyone that was growing some winter wheat, but I don't know that we needed the 35-mile-an-hour, 40-mile-an-hour, or even 60-mile-an-hour gusts some areas of the state had to blow it around, so.
Yeah, we didn't. We could have used it to stay away from us. We got, so far this year, we've got a foot of snow on the 4th of October, and then we got another about a foot here a little bit, now another 11 inches now again. So we've had 3 feet this year already. We needed it melted. We had some stuff to combine yet. But anyway, I'm calling about what's going to happen next summer.
Okay.
I'm worried about when the bees are out in the fields, and I got neighbors, and I got relatives that are allergic to bee stings, are allergic to different stings that happen. And I've seen this EpiPen thing. It's going to be a bad deal for farmers. I know in our local ambulance here, used to be we handed those out to anybody who was afraid. You know, they were $15 for an EpiPen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard the whole news story, and Scott had talked about it too, Darryl, about how there was a large company that went and bought them all out, and the government said they bought out all these small companies that were doing this EpiPens for just a few dollars, and now they're $1,500. And it was a government-sponsored monopoly. They said it's okay for this company to go ahead and buy them out. It's all right. So we have a multinational corporation buying out a bunch of small companies, and all of a sudden they have no competition, and the pens go from $20 to $1,500 or $2,000. And I think that farmers are going to die because of that.
Wasn't there some generic or some knockoff that was coming out, though, that was supposed to be a lot cheaper? I think I remember.
I thought I'd seen a story, Fred, that there was a generic coming out that they were going to get back down to that $50 to $100 mark,
yeah,
or something.
I hope they get there. But, yeah, I do remember seeing. I don't remember the whole story. I wish I did, but.
Well, and there's. About that. And so I've got to be completely honest here. I'm fortunate enough to not have any known allergy of any kind, whether it's a sting or mold or whatever. There's never one been, you know, that affects me that I've had to identify. And so I don't.
Behold the power of pork.
Absolutely. Eat more bacon. Anyway.
I used to raise hogs too. Maybe that's why I don't have that problem.
There you go.
My neighbors do.
Yeah, I don't have personal experience, and no one in my family, you know, brother, sister, nieces, nephews that I'm aware of are allergic to any kind of sting or that. So, you know, I don't have personal experience having to deal with the EpiPen issue, but mm-hmm. You know, I've obviously read a lot about it the last couple of years, and, you know, the spike in prices that Fred talks about here, and so, yeah, it's hopefully there is that, you know, generic company that did start back up making it that's separated from the big overtake that happened or whatever went on with the conglomeration that happened with the production.
Otherwise, that would be
EpiPen.
A thing to smuggle from Canada, then, is somebody will just have to cross the border with like 1,000 EpiPens, so we have them, because, you know, they're probably cheaper up there.
Well, the thing about it is that it did happen, and the price did go from $20 up there because of a government-sponsored monopoly. And when you get a monopoly on something, and you can charge whatever you want, it's just like the canola industry, just like the seed industry, where we're paying $600 for a bushel of seed.
You bet. Well, Fred, we've got to go to a break here. Good point. You know, that's something to keep an eye on to see what is happening out there in the world of the EpiPen production. This is Darryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. We'll be right back after the break. It's What's On Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on Twitter this morning talking about potentially closing the U.S. border with Mexico altogether if lawmakers don't give him the wall funding he wants. wanting to build that wall to keep illegal immigrants out of the U.S. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. 33-year-old Ronald Singh murdered Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot.
And the manhunt for that suspect's continuing. CenturyLink says it's continuing to work to restore internet and phone connection to customers nationwide. Customers in many major cities, including Chicago, L.A., Phoenix, Dallas, and Seattle, are in some cases unable to even make 911 calls. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
MyPillow makes more than, pretty soon we're going to have to update the name because it's more than just pillows. They have the best mattress topper ever. Why would you have only the good stuff from the neck up? Why not the whole body? Get the mattress topper because of the 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry the cover. It's made in the good old U.S. of A, and it's backed with Mike's 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't believe me, try it out for 60 days. Exclusive three-layer design starts with MyPillow foam for support. I can read today, can't I?
Yeah, you're.
I know what it is.
You're doing pretty well over there.
Half of my head is still on it. I haven't gotten my head off of MyPillow yet. Transitional foam to help relieve pressure points and ultra-soft patented temperature-regulating cover. Right now, you can save 30% when you use the promo code SCOTT. When you do, Mike will give you two standard MyPillows as well, absolutely free. 1-800-506-9028. 1-800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget that promo code SCOTT. 27 before the hour. But in for Scott today, and what's on your mind, is Daryl Lees.
It's good to be here. Always a pleasure to get asked to sit in the chair and try and live up to Scott's ability to rattle on the air, shall we say? We can say that, can't we? Yeah, I think we can.
Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Exactly. And, and we always want to talk about some ag issues when we have the opportunity to come on and being able to represent the 27,000 member family organization, the most effective farm organization here in the state of North Dakota. And we're affiliated with the American Farm Bureau Federation, and it's our pleasure now to have on the line with us the president of American Farm Bureau Federation, Zippy Duvall. Zippy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great, Darrell. How are y'all doing?
I tell you what, there's a lot of digging out going on up here. We had a storm and blizzard come through the state, and it's created some snowbanks around the area that people have to deal with right now.
Well, I tell you what, I don't wish for that here, and I don't want to make you feel bad, but we've had probably the most beautiful Christmas on record here in Georgia. It was like 65 degrees and sun was shining the day before, the Christmas day and the day after. It's raining now, but it's still about 60 degrees. So I hope your farmers can dig out and get the livestock fed and get back to the TV so they can watch some football this weekend.
Well, so our important weekend of football from the state of North Dakota is next weekend, Zippy, the 5th, because our North Dakota State Bison are playing for the FCS championship. They're going for their 7th championship in 8 years in the FCS on January 5th.
And I've been watching them. I'm going to pull for them. Now, we had a Georgia team that was heading that direction, and lost that before they got. I was hoping they was going to end up playing y'all, but I'm going to be pulling for them. So you'll hear a loud voice from the south, and I promise you my wife will be pulling for them.
Well, you know, and I was just going to say, I really hope that we have Bonnie cheering for us, because I hear that she's kind of the avid football fan of the family. Is that correct?
Every night when I go to bed, she's watching a football game now. She says she hasn't felt good this week because of her chemo treatments, and she has sat and watched football all week, but she's excited about Saturday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, no, that's good.
We want to see Alabama lose.
Yeah, being a big dog fan that she is, I'm sure that, yeah, Alabama is in the sights, aren't they?
That's right. That's exactly right.
I tell you what, Zippy, we have the American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting and convention coming up in a couple weeks, and then we also want to talk a little bit about farm bill stuff. But tell us what's coming and what the importance is of the gathering, the 100th annual convention and meeting of AFBF coming up on January 11th through the 15th.
Well, the most important thing we'll do will be talk about policy, and we'll continue those conversations too. Finish up our policy development season and provide a roadmap for our employees to represent our farmers each and every day when we're on Capitol Hill or somewhere in Washington. That's the most important thing we'll do. But this year, just like you said, is a great celebration of 100 years of a grassroots organization that was started back in 1919. It actually started in the counties around 1911 in Broome County, New York, up there. And then in about 14, you started seeing other counties created across the country. And then Missouri was the first state to create a state farm bureau. And then in 19, about 25 states went together and created American Farm Bureau to provide a unified one agricultural voice. Back in 1919, because we were not players in Congress, the big labor unions, the railroad tycoons, and a lot of those guys, they were controlling Congress, and we got together and created a farm bloc in Congress and became one of the strongest voices in Washington, and that exists today. We still stay focused on our mission, and that's to be the voice of the American farmer, led by the policies that our farmers passed, and we're still today considered one of the strong political voices in Washington. The president of American Farm Bureau was in room when Roosevelt signed the first farm bill, and last week I was in room when President Trump signed the 2018 farm bill. So, well, after 100 years, we continue to do what we do best, and that's represent our farmers and ranchers, and we're excited about going to work for everybody each day.
Well, and the American Farm Bureau is by far the largest ag organization, not only in the country, but in the world. And
it is.
And it's that ability to have that voice and that say, because like you said, back in the early 1900s, the Industrial Revolution, that kind of took over the influence in Congress and with policy, and there was a need to get back to some ag roots, having some say, and Farm Bureau filled that void, and it still fills that void that happens yet today. So it's great to be affiliated with the American Farm Bureau from here in North Dakota. We don't always agree 100% on direction, because things get regional at times too. But to come together and have that one voice when we need it on things, especially like WOTUS, Waters of the U.S., and things like that, we have tremendous influence when we band together.
Yeah, Darryl, if you look at 2018, probably one of the worst years in the history, one of the worst years we've seen in agriculture since the 80s. But we continue to do good work in policy areas. So even though it was a bad farm economy, all us farmers, and I'm sitting on my farm today trying to find a cow that's out, all of us will be glad to see 2018 in our rearview mirror. But as far as policy, it's been a victorious year for farm policy, from tax reform to getting a delay on the electronic monitors on trucks, to the farm bill to the new waters of the U.S. rule. And one of the things I don't want to get off the phone is go ahead and prep everybody and saying when this rule hits, us as farmers and as grassroots of this organization has got to make sure our voice is heard by commenting on this new rule, because it's so much better than the Obama rule was.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it was great to a couple weeks ago when all the state presidents were out in D.C. And Zippy, the acting administrator, Wheeler, and had you invite all of us to come over for the signing of that new proposed rule. And the first thing he did was recognize the Farm Bureau Network and the great work that we did across this nation to go after the WOTUS rule and, you know, educate people on it. And, I mean, it was, well, it turned out to be about, a 2-hour commercial of the good work the Farm Bureau across this whole country does. But the big thing that I took away from that was his statement where he said, we want a rule, and we believe this rule gives the ability for a farmer to stand on his land and be able to look and say, that's waters of the United States, and that's not.
That's exactly right, Darryl, and you're exactly right. That was a great day, and it was almost a Farm Bureau commercial because, 5 years ago we started the Ditch the Rule campaign, and if not had been for that campaign, I don't even know if people in Washington would have even been talking about it, let alone trying to find solutions. So we're very proud of what we got accomplished. You know, and I would challenge people that are listening today, just think where we would be if there was not American Farm Bureau further in your policy on each and every day when it comes. We may not have a farm bill. We may have not got a new rule. We may have not got the favorable things in tax reform that farmers are going to reap from the increase in the deduction on inheritance tax to whatever it might be that helps you on your farm. You know, where would we be without that national one voice that we provide to American Farm Bureau? I don't think our lives would be as good as they are today.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you, Zippy. And we've got just a few minutes left here. What, in your mind, is probably the highlight of the passing of the new farm bill?
Well, I think the first thing is the cornerstone of the farm bill is crop insurance. And to continue that support for crop insurance has got to be the one big highlight, because it gets criticized because it's heavily subsidized. It's heavily subsidized by the government. But we all know as farmers, we all know that when they talk about a farm bill, 80% of it goes to nutrition programs. And, you know, we don't want to criticize that too much because there's a lot of people in this country that need help. A lot of them getting it don't need help, should be monitored better. But also when we help people, they're moving commodities off the market and makes room for new commodities that we produce. So, you know, and all, even the nutrition programs helps us. So, but I think the cornerstone being crop insurance is the biggest highlight in there. Of course, there's a lot of other things. There's some, support for research and development to keep us on the cutting edge. There's monies in there for broadband. And I know in your area, y'all desperately in need of broadband coverage across the rural part of your state. There's also support in there to promote trade promotion. So there's just a lot of good things in there that continues to help us in conservation in other areas.
Well, and one thing that is being talked about in the area where we probably didn't prevail to our liking through American Farm Bureau is, you know, we have policy at American Farm Bureau level to hold the line on CRP acres, and they increased it, the allowable amount by 3 million acres to 27 million from 24 million. However, because of our stance on that, we probably minimized that growth, which was, you know, some of them wanted up to 40 million acres. And
yeah.
So That's just an aspect of where you don't win everything, but you probably have enough of an influence to restrict it. I tell you what, Zippy, we're up against the break here. Do you have time to hang on for just a couple minutes and come back on the other side to give us a closing thought?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
All right. This is Darryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennon. We'll be right back after the break. What's on your mind?
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Join the best team in the West. MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Merry Christmas. I'm guessing 99% of gifts given are given to all kinds of people. Here's an opportunity to give a gift that is unique as the United States of America. It's the American flag. It's a flagpole. It's USA made. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. This year, give the gift this Christmas that celebrates freedom all year long. It's a flagpole for your home, your lake house, or your business. Call Jim at 701-571-3524 or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. This is Daryl Leese sitting in for Scott Hannon, who is going to be calling in here, and we'll have him on the line here just shortly. We were having a discussion with American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall, and I wanted to give him 30 seconds to a minute here just to give us a closing thought on the Farm Bill or the upcoming 100th Annual Convention of AFBF. So, Zippy, if you have something you want to share for closing thoughts, we'd like to hear it.
Yeah, you know, Darrell, I'd like to say that, I know a lot of the farmers in that area of the country struggle with conservation compliance, and that's been an issue, and they couldn't have a better hero for to speak for them than you, Daryl, and I appreciate all the efforts you put in that. What I'd like for them to know is I have talked to Secretary Perdue several times about this. I also had the opportunity to talk to some Administrator Wheeler's people, because I'm seeing a lot of more cooperation between the Corps of Engineers, EPA, and USDA working, trying to do their enforcement and everybody agreeing on things. So I've invited some EPA people, and hopefully we can get USDA to come and visit with us sometime in 2019 to visit up in North Dakota and south, northwest of South Dakota, to be able to give them my on-the-farm view of what's going on in that area so that we can try to find some relief or some consistency in enforcement on those issues. So, Darrell, I want to tell you I appreciate all your efforts you put into it and let your farmers know how much you work to try to find some solutions for that. And American Farm Bureau wants to be your partner and continue to do that as we move down the road. If your farmers are not Farm Bureau members, they need to be, so that their voice can be heard and so that we can echo it in the halls of Congress.
Absolutely, and I appreciate the extra effort you and your staff out there have been and given an attention to. And, you know, there's things don't move fast when you try and correct these things, but I do appreciate the work and that's been going on in the cooperation there, and I'm going to keep championing it, and thanks for the kind words there, Zippy. It's an issue that's really big with our farmers up here, and so I think it's an issue that I pound the pulpit, so to speak, on just about every time I'm out there, and maybe gets a little annoying to you and your staff out there, but it's one of the most important things to be able to manage our water and how we do things up here in our state of North Dakota and South Dakota, our neighbors to the south also. Zippy, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And Secretary Perdue will be there, correct? I got the email yesterday.
Yeah, he's going to be there, and we got an invitation to the president, vice president, and who knows? They one of them may show up, so be prepared.
And, that'd be great.
I want your farmers to know that I'm a partner with you in your what you're talking to me about, and we'll continue to work on those issues.
Well, thank you, Zippy, and I hope you had a great Christmas and have a very happy New Year.
Happy New Year to y'all.
All right, thank you. That was Zippy Duvall, president of American Farm Bureau Federation. Scott is on the line now, and so Scott's got some things he's going to share with us. Even on vacation, he can't get away from work. And so, Scott, how are things going in Minnesota?
Not too bad. This is a kind of an annual trip that my daughter cooked up a number of years ago to say, hey, Dad, after Christmas, how about we go bargain hunting? So now we make this an annual trek down to the Twin Cities and the Mall of America. But I've found a way to make it tolerable because I'm not much of a shopper. And it's called the adjacent Radisson Blu at Mall of America. And I thought of you, Daryl, because they told me to tell everybody back in North Dakota they have the Fort Blu camping package here at the hotel where you can stay in a hotel, but they'll give you a tent just so you think you're camping. Yeah, that sounds like your kind of camping, you know. And,
there you go.
They have the pillows that are disguised as logs. So they're actually a comfortable log, you know, the whole thing. It's actually for the kids, but it's a great idea, and it's my kind of camping. And for Todd, because I know Carrie's such a shopper, if you stay here at the Radisson Blu Mall of America and you go into the Mall of America, it's literally attached. You don't go outside. You park in the garage, you leave your coat in the car, and you go into shop, and you call anytime you have too many bags to carry. They send a bellman with a cart to find you in the Mall of America, no charge. Take your bags back to your room.
Wow.
How about that?
That's dangerous.
That is very dangerous.
That is enabling a shopaholic.
Exactly. Exactly.
So now you know why it's a kind of an annual little event with my daughter and I. I just take care of all, I take advantage of all the... The only thing they don't do
is fetch you some new credit cards that you can run up, right? That's...
Yeah. I'm doing the fun stuff, and she's doing the shopping. So, we have a great time. It really is a fun little way to make memories. We do it every year and having a good time. We're heading back. We actually worked out just fine because the roads are ridiculous and improving as every hour goes by here. So even I-94 is no travel advised in Minnesota. That advisory has been lifted now, I guess, in Minnesota as well. So we'll be ready to head home. And by the way, Daryl, with a Farm Bureau, American Farm Bureau president with the name Zippy, and a USDA ag secretary by the name of Sonny. How can we go wrong? You got two happy warriors there on the job for it. I love it.
And they joke about, both of them joke about the names. You know, they've got some of the best adults in the room with the most kid-sounding names possible. So it's they joke about, hey, are we going to get someone with an adult name in here? But yeah, so
I love it. It
is
funny. What a duo. Yeah. They can do it up great. We'll have another report next hour for you. I have the tally of how many NDSU versus UND sweatshirts we've seen in all of America. So we'll have the...
Okay. Sounds good. Perfect. We'll be back. And Gene, call back in. We'll let you come in right at the top of the hour. He was holding with a question there. So, Gene, if you call back in, we'll take you first when we come back right after the break. What's on your mind?
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.